Welcome to the second season of Goals Do Come True, the show that takes a deep dive into the systems and processes that help turn your business goals into reality. Hosted by me, Doug Bennett, the Goals Guy. If you like what you hear today, please remember to share the love by liking, sharing, and reviewing the show. It helps spread the word to others looking for help with their goals. Anyway, let's crack on. So, hello everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Goals Do Come True with me, Doug Bennett. Today, I am joined by Dr. Greg Pursley. Now, he's known as Dr. G. I've been stalking him and having a look at his stuff. One of the things that he does is he has a business or a website called fixyourbs.net. We're going to make sure that that's available in the show notes, but the BS is your belief systems. And as you guys probably know, if you're in the Wealth Tribe, you've followed me a bit, I'm a great believer in belief and having belief in yourself. So we're going to find out from an expert what it's all about, his steps that he takes, the free stuff that he has available to us to help us on the road to sorting out your BS. Dr. G, over to you. Fill us in on a few bits and pieces there. Thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It's amazing what we can do in today's technology. You're in the UK. I'm in the middle of the United States, and I just love it. I hung out with one of my favorite people. His name's Nash from the UK recently at a Little People of America conference. I have a son that was born with dwarfism, and this ties in with the belief systems that I've had to overcome or change, because when he was born, we didn't know he was going to be born with dwarfism. It's one in 50,000 births. It's 80% of kids born with dwarfism have no history of or any genetic family history. And so that threw us for a loop. Then he needed a lot of medical attention for 8 years. He had a trachean event that helped him breathe. And so I developed the belief of being very reactive and scared and anxious on a regular basis. And that's just how I was. That wasn't the way I wanted to live. So I had to overcome that. I had to figure that out. And so I'm a chiropractor by nature. I took my chiropractic practice and turned it into an integrated medical, like a regenerative medicine, stem cells, chiropractic, bracing, rehab, which is why you see my shirt here. And then I also wanted to take the steps that I took to overcome the person that I used to be and create the person I wanted to be through different beliefs and different habits and tactics. And so it's a simple 5-step process, but I put it in the book, Fix Your BS. And I have a free mini course at fixyourbs.net. People can hop on and do that to work on themselves and really build the life that they want over their terms. And I'm still working on that. And I will always be working on that. But I can tell you over the last 4 years since I've started this journey, I've made massive strides with less effort if you just know the steps.
That is the thing. A lot of people need to understand that, you know, you need support along the way and you know, the information is out there in the world, and to make massive steps, sometimes you need that support and invest in it. But okay, so tell us about the massive strides that you've made then over the last 4 years.
Yeah, sure. Well, in 2018, at the end of that, as my son got better and we weren't fighting for his, you know, survival every day, I also have a daughter that's 2.5 years older than him, and she was fighting for attention and love from her parents because they're having to do this. And my wife's fighting for her son and our relationship. And so I'm fighting for relationships and finances. And it was just this constant struggle. So at the end of 2018, when I actually had time to sit back and or have a little clarity, I realized that I couldn't keep doing what I was doing the way I was doing it. There was just no way. And so I really had to come to terms with myself first and figure out what were the things that I was doing and what are the beliefs that I had that were keeping me in a position where I didn't want to be in my relationships with my wife and my kids and my staff, in my business work or my career, in my finances, my money, those type of things. And then my health and my faith/belief. And what I found out was it's not that hard to do. It's actually pretty simple. It's just not easy, if you will, because simple is, hey, here's the steps, do these steps. It's simple. But the hard part is that you have to actually become this new person. You have to actually, what I say is, kill off the old person and become this new person. And you have to emotionally do that before it becomes your physical reality. And so I went through that process. So the massive steps were, I would had a business that was doing okay. I say failing because we had leveraged everything to keep the lights on while my son was in the hospital to pay his stuff. And, you know, I live in America, so you got to pay medical bills and insurance bills and all this stuff. But we had leveraged everything. So our profit margin was really, really low. We were talking more around the 17, 18% range. So it was doing $330,000 a year, but the margin was very, very low, which means I wasn't going to be able to pay back the debt. And I was already overworked from what I ever wanted to do. So I had a limit there, a cap that I was already at. And I'm like, okay, so I don't want to work more the way I'm doing it. It didn't really, you know, emulate with my soul of what I was capable of. So I had to correct that. I had to talk to my wife about our relationship, where we were at, and really get to working on that and moving in a new direction, because it was nowhere that I liked. So if I looked at all five of those things, those pillars that I just talked about, which is what I talk about in the book, Fix Your BS, and in the mini course, if I ranked all of them from 0 to 10, which is what I would recommend everybody does, they take those five pillars and you simply just go, where am I at right here? You know, just acknowledge it. It is what it is. So I'm a 4 in this, and I'm a 3 in that, and I'm a 5 in that. And your goal is to basically say, okay, well, if I'm a 3 in my relationship pillar, label who it is, you know, like for me, it was my spouse. I'm a 3 there. So I look at it and I go, what would a 10 look like? And then I start to say, okay, what are the things that I can do and I can control and how I believe that relationship is that will move me toward the 10? And what I ultimately found out was that there were things I was doing that was keeping it at a 3. And so all I did was I drew a line down the middle of the paper. And on the left side, I said, what are the habits and activities that I'm doing that are moving me toward the vision that I just created, the 10? And then on the other side, I wrote down, what are the things that I'm doing that are moving me away from that vision? And I had this lopsided list. So I took the things on this side and I said, okay, well, what can I do differently in order for these to move over here? Yeah. And then I created the opposite list, basically. And over time, the next about 18 months, we went from, you know, brink of failure to best relationship ever.
Yeah.
And it was simply because I took responsibility for it. Finances, same thing. I started investing in myself. I started going to events that interested me. I started hanging out with people that were playing at a high level. And before you knew it, I was getting more different information, like you mentioned. Like I tell people all the time, there's only two things that are holding you back from the life you want. Different information and different habits. It is that simple. Get new information, which leads to new beliefs, and that'll create new habits, which then creates a new reality. And if you can do that in each pillar on a daily basis for a period of time, you can have the life you want to have. And there's no need for you to sit and waller in pity and say, well, I don't like where I'm at. Okay, well, if you keep doing the same things you've been doing, you're always going to be where you're at.
Yeah. Yeah. And what do they say? You know, if you don't like where you're at, move. You're not a tree.
Right. People stay where they're at because that's what they're familiar with. And just because you're familiar with it and you can predict the way that will feel being in that environment doesn't mean it's the right environment. So you got to learn about yourself. So one of the things I'm a big advocate for is meditation. And I don't mean like sitting down and doing a certain stance and, you know, crossing your legs and putting your fingers out and chanting or anything. What I talk about with meditation is simply focusing on, you know, quieting down everything around you to where you're not distracted. And just breathing and focusing on one thing, whatever that thing is, if there's a question you're having, if there's a problem, if there's an outcome you're looking for, just asking and meditating on focusing on that one thing. And you would be surprised about the insights that will come out. So all of a sudden things will come out and it'll say, you need to contact this person or you need to do this thing. Or it puts you in a state where you're constantly thinking about it. So you might run into somebody and or hear something that you wouldn't have heard before. But in a world of chaos and just noise everywhere, it's so important to do that a few times a day. Just to sit, breathe 5 to 10 minutes. It doesn't have to be very long, but just focus on one thing. Block out all the noise and just one thing. You can't clear your mind. I don't know why people say you got to clear your mind. That's not possible. You have to focus on one thing.
Hello, I hope you don't mind me interrupting this episode. Just wanted to tell you about one of my other businesses, which is DB Wealth Planning and Preservation. We do cash flow modeling, lifestyle financial planning, and wills and trusts. So if that's something that's on your agenda, if you want to see what your future looks like well ahead of the game, then pop over to my website, dbwpp.co.uk, and we'll help you create your future and protect your assets. So that's dbwpp.co.uk. Anyway, let's go back to the podcast.
That is, that's pretty much more straightforward, isn't it, than trying to clear your mind?
It's not possible,
as you say. I mean, you know, our minds are designed to pick up the data, and that's the other important thing. You need to feed your mind to tell it what data it is that you're looking for as well.
Yeah.
You know, because you mentioned it there, you'll hear somebody talking and it's like, actually, so you need to sidle over to that, join in the conversation, develop it, or that is the sort of thing that happens or can happen if you're feeding yourself correctly. So you've mentioned the five pillars. Turn into a butterfly. That's interesting.
Well, that's pretty, yeah. So there's a lot of ways to look at that. Turning into a butterfly is—I did that as kind of a play on words, but I do a keynote talk called RIP. RIP is obviously the acronym Rest in Peace, but I use it as retrospective, introspective, and projective. So retrospective or retrospection is looking in your past and looking at the things that you've determined are a certain way, and saying, is there a different way to look at those things? Is there a different perspective I could have? You know, like a great example is my dad was really, really harsh on me for, you know, I could always do better and whatever. And I took that to mean, well, I must not be worthy or I'm not valuable. And so I had to relook at that and go, well, what was he was actually trying just to be the best dad he could possibly be. And I'm actually very grateful for that upbringing, because I would have been different if I didn't have it. And so that's that retrospection. You look at all these things in your past that you've said, oh, this means this. Well, maybe it means a different thing and you can look at it from a different perspective. Introspection is looking inside you and your own beliefs and your own thought processes and your own emotions and saying, how can I use these to for my advantage, and what are they there for? And really starting to look at how they come about and looking at the habits of the emotions that come about, because that's going to create your reality. And the projection is looking into the future and projecting into the future what you want, saying, I really want these things, and then meditating on them. Okay, now, what does that have to do with the butterfly? Well, the caterpillar that was me, I have to evolve from that caterpillar to turn into that butterfly, to something better and more beautiful and more versatile. And that's what really that means, is becoming a butterfly is simply looking at where you're at and saying, I need to evolve into this new person if I want to have a different life. You know, I want a better house. Okay, well, you have to be a person that deserves a better house. I want a better car. You have to be a person that deserves a better car. I want more money. You have to be a person that deserves, because life gives you what you deserve based on what you can provide to the universe. So you can provide it, therefore you receive it. You give and then you receive. And that's where we're messed up a lot of times. People want to receive and then they'll be like, well, then I'll be thankful. Well, you need to be thankful now, be grateful now, and then you'll receive the blessings on the back end. And that's what that means, is how, you know, become a butterfly. It's really that. Once again, it's simple.
It's just not simple. Anything. We like simple. Right. And then there is so much out there in the world that is simple. But invariably, it's the action that you have to take around it that's more complicated and harder. You know, the work that you have to do
around it.
And that's the other thing that, you know, people think, well, you know, we've got the law of attraction. If I think it and I will become it. But, you know, there's this thing called action that gets in the way. I'm guessing over the last 4 years, you've worked really hard on your stuff to get where you are.
Yeah. And it's interesting, because a lot of it was, it might have been hard work. It might have been long hours or things like that. But most of it I really enjoyed, because I figured out who I was and what I really like. And so when I can figure out who I am and what I really like, then I can create a day or a time where I'm working toward most of my time is doing things that I enjoy. I really enjoy doing podcasts. I really enjoy reading. I really enjoy calling people and talking to them. I really enjoy traveling and going to events. Now, a lot of people might say, well, I don't like doing those things. That's fine. That there's nothing to do. Whatever you want to get, you know, what you love and whatever you want to do and whatever you want to develop is what I want to help people do. But that's what I really love. So I have set it up to where there's events coming up. I'm speaking at different events. I'm doing different podcasts. I'm calling different people. I'm connecting with new people because that's what I want to, I love to do. And for the first 10 years of my career, I wasn't doing any of that. I was stuck in a building. I was treating people and I love people, but I believe that I'm capable of helping way more people than one-on-one individually.
Yeah.
And so that drove me crazy. And even my wife said it one time. She goes, well, you know, can't you just be happy with treating and making a little bit of money? And I'm like, I just, you know, it's not me. Maybe that's for some people, but it's just not me. I just wanted to do something bigger and different. And so luckily, once I realized that, then I could take the action to become that person. Now, that took communication. It took patience on my part because it doesn't happen in a day. It doesn't happen in a year a lot of times. It takes time. But what you find is if you do that retrospection, where was I at the beginning of the year? Where was I compared to where I wanted to be? Where am I at now? And that really gives you a nice timeline of like, oh man, I've come a long way. Because a lot of times in the moment you forget. And this goes the opposite direction too. If you're going the wrong direction, you can retrospectively look and go, oh, I'm headed in the wrong direction. So that way you can analyze and go, okay, now I need to make some changes. It's just like flying a plane or driving a boat. You have a destination. You don't just set it and go, okay, well, there you go. You constantly reanalyze, where am I at? What do I need to know? Am I moving in the right direction? Do I need to change that? And it's just a habit of what you have to do regularly to consistently. I always say the three C's: constant, consistent, correct action, in order to develop the life that you want to develop. But it does not happen today. There's a lot of resistance that will occur internally and externally that you have to be fine with overcoming.
Yes. And it is difficult and it is hard. Otherwise, everybody would be doing it.
I really think what ends up happening is, you know, when you're young, you have these big dreams and goals and this excitement and ambitions, and then the world happens and the way you thought the world would be turns out to be quite different than what you actually find out, you know, to what it actually is. And so what ends up happening is they keep running into this resistance and they just lose their faith. They lose their belief and they lose the sight of who they are. And then they start to settle. And that settling is just like, that's the person that's just like, I don't know. I don't, you know, they've lost touch with their purpose and their excitement for life. And then they just end up like, well, I guess this is it. I guess this is what life's about. And then they just mope through life. And that's so sad because we're all headed for the same place. In the book, I talk about death as a good teacher. And it is. If you remember that, you know, you're not going to be here forever. So I don't mean go crazy and live it up. What I mean is do the things that light you up. Do the things more often than not that light you up and get you excited. Yeah. So my wife and I, we took that and said, how can we design time in our life that is doing the things that we love? Because most people don't do that because they don't feel they deserve it. I was there for a long time. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel I deserved to have time off. I didn't feel I deserved to take trips. I always had to be working because that's, somebody might think less of me. Well, then I realized, you know, everybody's dealing with their own crap.
So nobody's thinking about you, to be fair.
Right.
You know, and I think
as long as you get people, you know, like in my business, you know, somebody might ask me, why are you doing that? Like, look, are you getting your goals hit? You getting your dreams hit? You are. Well, they don't care then. They're fulfilled. They're satisfied. They're getting there. So like I can go and do these things, podcasts and talks and traveling, because it was all in my head. Oh man, if I do this, it might slight them. They're doing what they love. I don't know. They're, you know, like, we have a process in our business where we do our personal, professional, financial goals. So they're doing what they love. They're hitting their goals. They're doing their personal, professional, financial goals. They're content and happy and fulfilled. Why shouldn't I do that as well, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We do give ourselves a hard time in that respect. And we get one shot, as I was reminded coming off my motorbike. Yeah, I was doing 95 miles an hour at the time. So, you know.
Kilometers or miles?
Miles an hour.
Wow.
So I was very, very lucky just to get away with a few broken bones and stuff like that. So yes, no, so I'm seriously appreciative of life. Well, I always have been, but you know, we talked about that right at the beginning about gratitude. Can we talk a little bit about that? You know, bringing gratitude into your life and why we should be grateful all the time and ahead of the game. And
gratitude is interesting because people want to be grateful for things that they want, but they don't feel grateful for things they don't want. And when something comes into your life, you have to understand that it is your emotional state as well as your thought processes that brought that thing into your life. So you're heading in a direction in life. The future is going to happen, and it's your vibrational frequency, which has everything to do with the emotions that you're experiencing on a regular basis, that keep you in the trajectory that you're headed in. Okay. And people don't realize that. It sounds kind of hokey, but everything in this universe vibrates. Everything. So what that means is that if you can actually measure the vibrational state of any emotion, the actual frequency of it. And so when you walk into a room and you say, oh, I could cut the tension with a knife, there's a reason why you feel that, because there's a different vibration to it. You're like, ooh, this feels interesting. You can also feel the opposite when somebody's just elated and overjoyed. And it's like, oh, this is interesting. You can feel that difference because your body can pick up that vibrational frequency. So my point with that is gratitude is one of the highest vibrational frequencies. And just because something comes into your life. So let's say you have a mental picture, a vision of what you're looking for, what you're wanting to do. Well, you have to become the person that deserves that picture. Okay. So in becoming that person, you have to go through trials in order to become that person. It's not going to be just, oh, you get what you want, because then you wouldn't appreciate it as much.
Yeah.
So your gratitude is simply focusing on the result that you're after, taking constant and consistent action, and then surrendering yourself to the process that has to occur, and any of the things that occur in that process, being grateful for them, whether you feel they are good or bad, whether you feel they're positive or negative. You know, oh man, this thing happened and I really didn't like it, so I'm mad. No, you should be grateful that those things happened. You know, I'm appreciative of this. What can I learn from this? What is this trying to teach me? That's that curiosity as a child. Like, you should always be as curious as a child. So that way you're furious about the thing, not mad.
I like that. I like that. Now, we like to keep things succinct. I know that we're in the middle of a busy day for you. I'm going to ask you just for one Dr. G goal setting nugget.
One goal setting nugget.
Just something everybody in the world needs to know from Dr. G, from goal setting.
Goal setting is something that has a prerequisite to it, and that is learning about yourself. Because most of the time people set goals based on their current beliefs, their current belief system, and their current belief system a lot of times comes from what they've been told their whole life about what they should do, who they should be, what career they should get into. And so the first thing I would say, the big gold nugget, is introspectively learn about what it is that you really love, what it is that really lights you up, that really gets you excited. And then you should really look at that and put those things on paper and go, okay, well, based on these things that really get me excited, even reading them off of paper, you should be like, ooh, I'm excited about this. Then you can start to look at setting goals to move you toward that vision of those things, of filling your calendar with those things.
Yeah.
That is really the first step. The second step, setting goals, what I always like to say is the goal is not where happiness is. Happiness is movement toward the goal.
Yes.
And so you want to develop the habit of saying, well, here's the end result that I'm looking for, the goal. And what I do is in each pillar, I say, well, here's the result I'm looking for in my relationships, my business or career, finances, money, health, and faith. And then I say, okay, well, here's the goals for those. What steps do I need to take? And then I'm grateful for any of the things that occur to make me into the person that I need to be in order to have those results. And if I can stay in that gratitude state, I'm more likely to actually hit those goals. But the goal is not where the happiness is, because the goal can actually change. I worked with a personal client of mine, and he said he always wanted to buy a Ferrari. And I said, well, first, why do you want a Ferrari? He goes, because, man, when I was a kid, I used to have these, when we do the book fairs, I'd have this poster of a Ferrari. I'd buy one every year. And I asked him, I said, have you ever sat in a Ferrari? No. Have you ever visited a Ferrari dealership? I said, well, my first task for you would be to introspectively look at why you want that Ferrari. And secondly, I'd visit a Ferrari dealership. After he went to the dealership and looked around and explored, he goes, actually, I want an Aston Martin. I said, why do you want an Aston Martin? He goes, I want an Aston Martin because it means that I have made it financially to a point where I can afford to have this luxury vehicle. I said, so it was really the luxury vehicle and the look of it and the feel of it, not necessarily a Ferrari. And see, that's what people mess up. They set this goal and they think it's this thing, and then they get it and they achieve that goal, and then they go, oh, this isn't what I thought it'd be. Mm-hmm. So you want to experience things physically as much as you can before you really say, well, that's the goal that I have. So his goal was not a Ferrari. It was a luxury vehicle of some sort that meant he made it. And within a year, we got him there. So that's what I mean by that. So figure out what you actually want based on what lights you up and why you want it. And then let's set some goals and then have happiness and gratitude through the process. And that way your goal has the possibility of changing as you go.
There we go. Perfect. Perfect golden nugget. So we're going to make sure that fixyourbs.net is contained in the show notes. So people could go and download your stuff. Get the show on the road to sorting out your belief systems.
That's right.
I love the play that you took there. Very, very clever. Dr. G, thank you very much for your time today. This is going to help quite a few people, all my listeners, members of the Wealth Tribe. As I say, if we can help you towards anything, you know, by getting your numbers up or anything, we're happy to do that. So thanks again for joining me.
Hey, thanks, Doug. I'm just here to help as many people as I possibly can create the life they want on their terms. That's really what I'm here for. So thanks for having me. I appreciate you.
Thank you for listening to Goals Do Come True. I'm Doug Bennett, the Goals Guy. Please remember to subscribe and review on Apple, Google, or Spotify. Visit dougbennett.co.uk for the latest on transforming your life through goals. Happy goal setting. Until next time.